Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein, and this is the Song Travels Podcast. Each week on Song Travels, my guest and I share an hour of conversation and music. The Song Travels Podcast features some of my favorite moments from the interview. To listen to full episodes online, visit npr.org, and for more podcasts, subscribe at itunes.com/songtravels. Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein. My guest today is vocalist and lifelong performer Marilyn May. Born in Kansas, she spent her childhood competing and usually winning talent contests and got her start with her own radio show as a teenager. Her big break came in the 50s when she landed an 11-year engagement at a Kansas City supper club. During her last year there, the great Steve Allen heard her and featured her on his national television show several times. A recording executive heard her on Steve's show, which led to a recording contract for RCA. She appeared on The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson a total of 76 times in her career, which has spanned nearly 8 decades. Marilyn May, welcome to Song Travels.
Thank you, Michael. I'm so pleased to be with you.
It's really wonderful to have this time with you because you have a lot to share with people.
Well, after all that time, you explained how much time there's been. That's good. I've done it once or twice.
Do you think back and say, did I do all that?
I know. Yes, I do. I know it's sort of been a blur, although it's been wonderful all through. I have a passion for what I do, and thank goodness I'm able to do that and make a living doing it and pleasing the people that I've been around the country several times and around the block a lot. So it's fine.
Well, I think it's very clear that you put your life experience in your work. I think that your interpretations are so acclaimed because you really live those songs when you sing them.
Well, I do. You and I are of the same cloth when it comes to the American Songbook because I so believe in all those great composers and those wonderful songs. And it's nice to have been able to record those songs and then continue singing them.
I'd like to get to some music. And there's a song that I think aptly describes your philosophy of life, one that I first heard as recorded by Shirley Horne.
Right.
And I'd love if you sang it for us now.
Here's to Life.
Yes.
There's a little passage when you will recognize some different lyrics, and I was invited to sing it for a band leader's birthday, and I had to add a little verse about music in it.
Well, let's listen to it now. Our guest Marilyn May with Ted Firth at the piano.
No complaints and no regrets. I still believe in chasing dreams and placing bets. And I have learned for all you give, it's all you get. So you give it all you've got. I've had my share. I drank my fill, and even though I'm satisfied, I'm hungry still to see what's on the other side, beyond the hill, and do it all again. So here's to life, and every joy it brings. Yes, here's to life, to dreamers and their dreams.
Well, that's a great rendition. Thank you,
Marilyn. I love doing that. We close with that a lot, and I have younger people in the audience, and I'm always thrilled that they acknowledge that song.
I think that what you do is so special and so precious that people appreciate it in a way that they realize is a moment to cherish.
Well, every performance is important. Every single night is very important. Thank God we have full houses now. But there were times when maybe there were just a very small crowd. And I never, ever marked my performance by not giving your all your energy, all your thoughts, and just as strong. You work just as strongly with small audiences as you do a large, and I love the people that know what you're doing. That's so nice. And even if they don't, you try to entertain. It's called entertainment.
Do you know the story about Sammy Davis Jr. giving a show and not feeling well, and he said to the audience, "You know, I'm sorry, but I'm not giving my all tonight, and I'm refunding everybody's money."
Oh my gosh! See, I have a thing about never. I could be dying, and I would never say it on stage. I would never tell them that I was sick.
And also, when you get on stage, something magical happens. That
it's
amazing. You do it.
Yeah, the adrenaline starts flowing, and thank God I have a lot of it, and it. Yeah, I do master classes. I hold master classes with kids, and I always tell them, you know, don't ever walk on and say you're tired, or, you know, we don't care. Now I'm talking audience. I'm a member of the audience, but I think they come from their homes. They've made the trip to the club. They're paying a cover charge. They're paying to see you. They've given their time and their energy to you, and it's your job to entertain them at all times. I know you live by that.
Yes, I try to. Do you like recording? Do you like being in a studio, or do you prefer live audiences?
I love being in a studio. When I began recording, it was in the late 60s, and we recorded in Webster Hall here in New York City, and we recorded with the full orchestra. We were all together. There was no dubbing in afterward and having them play. You had to do it all together at one time, and that was really fun. These days it's a little different, but I love the fact that we can, hopefully it will live on after I don't.
Do you miss those days? Do you miss those times when...
With full orchestras, yeah.
Yes.
The only time we get that now is with, or the only time I get it now is when we do symphony concerts. And that's a real high for me. The doing a symphony concert is the biggest joy in my life.
Have you known any of the composers whose songs you've sung?
Well, I know, I knew Ralph Blaine and Hugh Martin. I met them first when they were in Chicago attending their Best Foot Forward, a show that they did, Best Foot Forward. And my cousin, who was a star in her day, was named Joy Hodges. Mm. And I, as a little girl, took the train with Joy's mother into Chicago, and Joy wanted me to sing for them. They were in the audience, and I stood on the stage with a work light, sort of like a movie. And as a little girl, I guess I was probably 12 at that time, and I sang for them. Then fast forward many, many years, and I was doing a concert with the Tulsa Symphony, Ralph was there. Ralph Blaine came and came. There was also a club in Tulsa that I worked every year.
So... Your mother was a piano player?
She played piano. She decided that she would have a girl before I was even born, and she would be a singer, and she decided that she would name her Marilyn after Marilyn Miller.
Who, oh, the great Ziegfeld star.
Yes, exactly.
That she was starred, Marilyn Miller starred in Jerome Kern show. Sally introduced Look for the Silver Lining. She starred in a Gershwin show.
And Look for the Silver Lining is one of my favorite, my mother's favorite song, too. So, lucky for mother, I was a girl and I could sing, and mother accompanied me. We entered amateur contests and usually won until the kid with the trumpet would show up, and he was really good. But my mother loved what I do. She was not really a stage mother, but she loved the music and wanted me to be a singer.
And did you love performing from the get-go? Or were you
I
shy?
I think so.
Or?
No. I think, I don't know. I sang when I was so young. I was 7 and I was on the radio. I had a radio show in Topeka, Kansas when I was 7 years old. And then in my teens, I had KRNT in Des Moines, Iowa, had a show called Marilyn Entertains. No, it was just what I do.
That's what you did.
What I did and what I do.
So no, and there was never any stage fright or fear or...
Not that I remember, although now there is. Huh. I always pray that it will go well.
Well, it's remarkable because if we're at a party or an evening in New York where people get up, you always will get up and sing. And
if the pianist is really good,
uh-huh.
I don't think the singer can do it all by herself. I think you have to have that the great pianist.
Yeah, a cappella only goes so far.
Well, right.
Right. You've done a lot of musical theater through the years.
I love in the years when the clubs started closing, the hotels. I worked the Fairmont Hotels and all those wonderful places that had showrooms, the Palmer House in Chicago and the Drake in Chicago. And all of a sudden, everything started closing after the businessman's account was shut off by the companies they worked for, and the attendance wasn't as great in those rooms, so they closed the rooms. So somebody asked me to do Hello Dolly, and it seemed like a good idea. The first time I ever walked on stage to do a part was Hello Dolly, in a 9,000-seat theater, and it went very well. So I've done Dolly a lot around the country. I've done Mame. I love Mame. I love her philosophy of life. It was just right up my alley.
You could have written it.
Well, I love the positive attitude, and that's what I try to live by. I've done Stephen Sondheim's Follies. I did the part of Sally. Her outlook is not so positive. And then eventually in another production, I did the part of Carlotta. And that was I'm Still Here.
Oh, yes.
So,
which you later sang at Carnegie Hall.
Yes. Oh, absolutely, I did.
Yes. Would you mind if we play something from the CD you made of Hello, Dolly?
I'd love for you to, Jerry Herman.
How about Elegance?
That's why I chose it for you.
Let's listen to at least a part of it from her CD of the entire score of Hello, Dolly. This is Elegance, written by Jerry Herman, sung by Marilyn May.
Put your hand on her waist and stand with her right in your left hand. And one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. Look, you're dancing. Take the someone whose arms you're in. Hold on to her tight. And spin, and one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. Wow, you're dancing. Turn around and turn around, try floating through the air. Can't you be a little more aesthetic? Ask me if your dancing has a polish and a flair. Well, the word I think I'd use is athletic.
You've been listening to the Song Travels podcast. To stream the full hour of this program, visit npr.org, and thank you for listening. I'm Michael Feinstein, host of Song Travels. You can find more information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/songtravels.